Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about food, because we love to talk about food. So whether you're planning a family vacation or a summer getaway, dreaming of your next trip, it is food, obviously, plays a really important role. Part of that. For many Jewish travelers, delicious food isn't enough, but it also obviously needs to be kosher. And we wanted to understand what the trends are. What are people demanding? What are kosher travelers looking for? To help us unpack this, we are joined by Sharon Lurie. She is an author, she's a radio host, a recipe creator, and of course a seasoned traveler as well. Sharon, thank you for joining us. Good morning. So how does it, traveling today as a kosher traveler versus 20 years ago as a kosher traveler, how have things changed?
It's a lot easier, but also it depends on where you're going. I mean, going to Israel, that's wonderful. But I know, if you just say you go to Sun City, what's the most important thing that I take with me? A chollen pot. I mean, I can make the most beautiful curries and whatever, and just go out in the morning, come back in the evening, and you've got a beautiful meal prepared and waiting for you. But, you know, all you have to do, actually, is say to somebody, I'm going to New York next week. Oh, my God, you will be...
You're inundated. I mean, you'll have lists.
Inundated. You've got to go here, you've got to go there, you've got to go to this place, that place. And you've got to go, because if you don't go and you come back, they say, did you go there?
No, you have to lie. You have to lie. You've got to say it. All you need to say, it was brilliant but very expensive. And they'll say, yeah, it really was. Because it's true of almost anywhere that that you're going. But what's interesting is that I think it strikes me that our standards of, not of kashrut, but of quality have increased. In other words, we might have traveled, I think, way back, and we just made do with whatever we had. If we maybe brought tuna, whatever it was, and we were fine, because it was about just making sure you could eat. Now there is a demand to enjoy travel, even though you're kosher, but enjoy it and be kosher.
As I say, it depends on where you're going. Mm-hmm. If you're going to Cape Town, that's great. You can go to all these wonderful places. You can get kosher food, which you could never get before. You always had to go to your auntie for supper or your boba for this or whatever. But now people are more aware, and it's really created a hubbub around kosher food. And I'm just thinking of some of the, we don't demand that much. We just demand, I would prefer to go into a place and have a lovely pastrami sandwich.
Right.
Have something in my head.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
If I see a queue outside a place, oh my word, okay. So it's not a shulbrucha.
Right.
It's not a, maybe they're giving something away for free or something like that. But you got to ask yourself, okay, stand in that queue, it's probably worth it.
Absolutely.
You're going to get the best.
And when you're traveling, it's definitely all of these things are part of the experience. If you are traveling and you're not really sure what access you have to kosher food, what are some of the things that are smart to take with you?
To take with me? Well, you must see me when I go to Plet. The tube machine.
Oh, of course. That is standard. Yeah.
Lots of tin foil. I make sure that there's a Woolworths or Pick and Pay nearby.
Right.
Well,
South Africans are blessed, aren't we? Because we really have so much access. You know, you walk into any Woolworths, Pick and Pay, check. It's fine. No matter where you're going, it's so easy to make do. And then, as you say, with a bit of tinfoil, you can take on the world.
You can. But I think what we really, you have to like plan, I always say going away for like a week's timeshare.
Right.
You've got to plan it sort of like you do for Pesach. You've got to go away, make sure that you've got lots of prime meat. You've got to make sure that you've got biscuits. You've got to make sure that you don't have to travel too far right. to get food. But as you say, there's always something that you can buy. There's lovely cream cheeses. There's so much that you can actually get out there.
In other words, go away and enjoy yourself and stop panicking about this sort of thing, because there is always, always, no matter where you're traveling, there's always access to some of the things that you need. Sharon Lurie, thank you, as always.